Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Your Schofield Reference Bible, page 1255. Starting with verse 12, we'll read through verse 17. And we'll read these verses responsively, please. The 12th verse is a text verse, and then we'll turn to yet another text verse after we read these verses. And may we please stand for the reading of God's Word. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Matthew chapter 10. And verse 39 in your Schofield Reference Bible, page 1010, page 1010, and just the 39th verse. And let's please read this verse together. Ready? He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. And let's pray. Lord, what a wonderful, wonderful privilege is ours. Thank you for our church. Thank you for the freedoms we enjoy and the wonderful joy of just being a part of the ministry here. Thank you for our preacher. Bless, we pray, the preaching and the hearing of this thy precious word in Jesus' name. Amen.
I was thinking this morning during the service, I was thinking about what I'm going to speak, about my message. I was thinking, I wish somebody could have taught me 35, 40 years ago, what I'm going to teach you this morning. And I was thinking how tragic it is. I'm no genius, but I do work, I do read, I do study, and I do think. It's so sad that people will grow up in this church and leave without ever knowing. You can just sit there and learn all the things it's taken me 40 years to dig out. That's all you got to do. Just sit there and listen. And all the 40 years, hundreds of thousands of hours of digging and praying and thinking, you can get it without having to dig and pray and think for that. Father, bless the message today, please. I want to be a help. Please help me to help and help my people to be willing to be helped. Amen. I guess I'm asked this far too often than I can enjoy. Question and answer sessions around the country. Dr. Hiles or Brother Hiles, if you had your life to live over again, what changes would you make? One change I would make if I had my life to live over again would be concerning my subject this morning. I'm going to speak on the subject, you can't win them all. I probably should paraphrase it and put it this way, you can't win them both. Now this is one of those line upon line, precept upon precept messages. You're going to have to listen carefully to follow, and if you follow, you'll learn, and if you'll learn, what I'm going to say this morning could, if you'd let it, it could transform your life. With all of my heart, I wish somebody had taught me what I'm going to teach you this morning, 35, 40 years ago. It would have saved me a lot of heartache, and also it would have kept me from causing a lot of other people a lot of heartache. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. That's my text line this morning. And then again, he that findeth his life, that word findeth, can be, it has in it the idea of winning. He that winneth in his life, or findeth his life, shall lose it. But he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it, or shall win. He that loseth shall win. Now, follow me carefully. I'm going to make several statements this morning, and each one hinges on the ones that preceded. Statement number one, wherever there's life, there's struggle. The more the life, the more the struggle. You can decide whether or not you want to struggle or not. All you've got to do is live. And the more living you do, and the more lively you are, the more the struggle is. Number two, I said number one, where there's life, there's struggle. Number two, there are two forms of life, visible and invisible. Or, as the scripture puts it, flesh and blood and principalities and powers. Now, those are the two forms of life. Visible life, that's what you see here. Invisible life, that's what you cannot see. Two forms of life. I said number one, where there is life, there is struggle. I said number two, there are two forms of life, visible and invisible. Number three, I've already given it. The Bible calls the visible life flesh and blood. Anytime you find the term flesh and blood, he's talking about visible life, this flesh and the blood that keeps the flesh warm and alive. That's the visible life. And then the invisible life is called principalities and powers. Statement number one, I said, there where there's life, there's struggle. Statement number two, I said, there are two forms of life, visible and invisible. Statement number three, I said, the visible is called flesh and blood. The invisible is called principalities and powers. Statement number four, I said, hence there are two struggles. Where there's life, there's struggle. If there are two lives, there are two struggles. There's the struggle, follow me now, there's the struggle against flesh and blood. Then there's the struggle against principalities and powers. Statement number five, here it is. Number five, you cannot win them both. You cannot win them both. There are two struggles going on inside you this morning in your life. One is flesh and blood. And the other is principalities and powers. Now, those are two battles. You're wrestling. The Bible calls it wrestling, or struggling. You have a struggle against flesh and blood. And you have a struggle against principalities and powers. But you cannot win both of these. And that leads me to statement number six. You will win in the battle against flesh and blood. And if you do, you'll lose in the battle against principalities and powers. Did you hear me? If you win the battle against flesh and blood, you lose the battle against principalities and powers. If you win the battle against the unseen, against the seen, you lose the battle against the unseen. Now, conversely so, if you lose the battle against flesh and blood, then you win the battle against principalities and powers. But you cannot win them both. You will not win both those battles. Statement number seven. The battle itself, now follow this statement carefully, the battle itself of principalities and powers is to prevent the victory against flesh and blood. The battle of principal, the battle of the unseen is to prevent your winning the battle against the seen. That means this. That means the fight is to keep from conquering against flesh and blood. Illustration. Follow me carefully. Illustration. You fight flesh and blood to get your way. Let's suppose that I'm fighting with old Claire to get my way. And I'm fighting flesh and blood. I want my way. And he wants his way. Now hear me. He wants his way. So I'm fighting against flesh and blood. He is my enemy. Now, if I win that battle against him, I lose the battle against principalities and powers. For the battle against principalities and powers says I should not fight against him. Are you listening to me? I should not fight against him. I should let him have his way. I should let him win. So inside of me, there's a battle going on. And that battle is to yield. And if I yield to flesh and blood, I win the battle against principalities and powers. Because the very thing in my life, now hear me, the very thing in my life that makes me want to defeat him is the enemy called principalities and powers. So if I win my battle against him and he loses, then I win the battle against flesh and blood, I got my way. And I wrestled with you and I powered you down and I won. But the battle against principalities and powers is this. Principalities and powers are saying to me, you win the battle of flesh and blood. Principalities and powers are saying to me, you get your way. You have your rights. You let put him down. And so I fight the battle against flesh and blood. I win my battle against flesh and blood against Mr. O'Clair. And in so doing, I lose my battle to conquer my own will and my own selfishness. And I lose the battle against principalities and powers. And ask you a question this morning. Who's winning in your life? If you win the battle against flesh and blood, you lose the battle against principalities and powers. If you lose the battle against flesh and blood, you win the battle against principalities and flowers. And gardenias. You win the battle. Illustration. You try to destroy flesh and blood. I'll destroy him. Why, that dirty rascal. Look what he did to me. I'll destroy him. He says, I'll destroy you. And I say, brother, you're not big enough to destroy me. I've come to destroy you. If you mess with me, I'll send you away like I'm sending Bullard away. And you say, I'll destroy you. The last thing I do, and I'll say, I'll destroy you. And so, what am I doing? I'm fighting and wrestling against flesh and blood, right? And suppose that I win that battle against flesh and blood. And as I put my foot down on his body and look and see my fallen prey, I raise my hand. Don't let this scare you. I don't like to do that because it usually breaks the cloth in my coat right there. But as I raise my hand high and I say, I am the winner. Side says you're the winner out there, but you're the loser in here. See, the Bible says we're not to wrestle against flesh and blood. I'm not to wrestle against flesh and blood. My job is to wrestle against what? Principalities and powers. And there's something inside me that's fighting me and says, you win over Eau Claire, and that's the enemy of principalities and powers. So if I yield to him and say, I want to win the battle against principalities and powers. Then I say to Mr. O'Clair, you have your way. Destroy me if you will. I'll not fight you back. Hurt me if you will. I'll not hurt you back. Were it within my power to destroy you, I will not destroy you. Could I destroy you? I will not destroy you. Because if I win, I lose. If I lose, I win. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever won a battle over somebody against flesh and blood, you've ever taken your fist in a fist fight and beaten somebody and won that battle, if you've ever tried to destroy somebody like I'm talking about now, and you've ever won, and you've looked at your fallen prey, and you said, I won, you've never felt 1 millionth as good as you'll feel when one of these days you fight that battle against principalities and powers, and that enemy comes and says, you get him, you get him. And you say, I want to defeat you, principalities and powers. And in the might and power of the Holy Spirit, you say, you have your way. I will not hurt you. I will do you no harm. I'll let you. And I lie, the fallen prey, and look up and I hear a voice inside saying, you won. You won. Why? Because you won the battle against principalities and powers. But the only way you can win the battle against principalities and powers is to lose the battle against flesh and blood. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is graduate doctrine. This is mature Christianity. But it is Christianity. It is Christianity. It is Christianity. Doesn't draw the amens like preaching against television will. But it's more Christianity than preaching against television is. I'm saying there are two battles going on and you're fighting both battles. If you win that battle against flesh and blood, you'll lose that battle against principalities and powers. You win that battle against principalities and powers, you'll lose the battle. Just take your choice, which you want to win, which you want to lose. Illustration. You stand for your rights against flesh and blood. This old world's built on that. I want my rights. I want my rights. I want my rights. You stand for your rights against flesh and blood. You say, we will strong arm you. We will win. We will win. We will win. We'll strong arm. We'll die for our rights. And let's suppose that in your battle for your own personal rights, let's suppose that you win. And you walk out of the courtroom with the judge giving you the decision. Now, I want to say this, ladies and gentlemen. If the Bible teaches anything, it says it's wrong for Christians to go to court with each other. It's wrong. There's no need for real Christians to go to court with each other. Real Christians are not fussed about whether I get it or not. Real Christians are fussed about who gets to give in. The Bible says agree with an adversary and you won't have to go to court. I'm not trying to scold anybody. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm trying to preach what is real New Testament Christianity. And my heart hungers inside for someday for our people to mature and grow up and be Christians. You're not a good Christian just because you don't smoke cigarettes. Though you shouldn't. You're not a good Christian just because you don't go to the movies. Though you shouldn't. Or bring the movies to you. Though you shouldn't. Not a good Christian because you don't dance or listen to rock music. Though you shouldn't. Good Christian, when you come to realize there are two battles going on inside you. And that one battle is against flesh and blood, and the other battle is against principalities and powers, and you will not ever win both, because if you win the battle against flesh and blood, then you conquer your enemy. In the conquering of your enemy, you've lost your battle against principalities and powers because you have not yielded. And the Holy Spirit says, yield! And the battle against principalities and powers, He says, yield! In the battle against flesh and blood, it says, win! In the battle against principalities and powers, it says, let Him win! In the battle against flesh and blood, no, sir, you win! In the battle against principalities and powers, let Him have His way. In the battle against flesh and blood, I want my way! I'm going to tell you something. I've won both battles. I've won both battles. I'm sorry to say. There have been times in my life, and I didn't know this. I mean that. I didn't know this when I was a kid preacher. I didn't know it. Oh, if I could take back some words I said to two or three of my deacons years ago. If I could take back some words I've said to two or three of my people years ago. I could take back some words I preached behind the pulpit in retaliation and anger and to get my side in battles I won them. But let me tell you something. When I went back to my study realizing that I was the conqueror against the flesh and blood that opposed me, I'll guarantee you in my soul I heard a voice say, you lost this battle. You lost this battle. You lost this battle. You've got to decide which battle you want to win. For if you win that battle against flesh and blood, you lose that battle against principalities and powers, because principalities and powers says be unselfish. And against flesh and blood, you say selfish. Against principalities and powers, it says yield. And against flesh and blood, it says make Him yield. Overpower Him! Illustration. You get in an argument with somebody. Flesh and blood. You argue and they argue with you and you win the argument. Boy, I tell you, I won. I told my son's group last morning, I'm getting where I don't like to play anything anymore. I don't like to play checkers. You know why? Because I don't want to lose. But now I'm getting to the place where I don't want my opponent to lose either. And somebody's got to lose. I don't like to play ping pong. You know why? Because I want to win. But you know why? I want my opponent to win too. So I don't play ping pong anymore. I want to play something where both of us win. And bless God, there it is right there. There it is right there. I'm not saying it's wrong to play ping pong. For most of you, you'd lose anyhow, and you'll win the battle against principalities and powers. But I am trying to say this. This is true. No, this is true. No, and I get in I wrestle against flesh and blood, and I get him down, and I say, and boy, all of a sudden I say, man, I'm really sharp. I'm winning this. Boy, look at that. I'm winning this. And you struggle to win, and struggle to win, and all of a sudden you win. And then you look down at your fallen prey. Oh, it's sort of like Walter Payton was last year. 11-12 years. One dream. Get that Super Bowl ring. Win the Super Bowl. Running up and down that hill outside his house. Struggling and working and struggling and working. Why? What for? Against flesh and blood. And he worked for all those years, and finally the day comes. But he wasn't the star of the Super Bowl game. And I can still see it in my mind, that picture of him as I saw in the news, as he walked off the field with his head down and wouldn't even let the press interview him. Why? He had won the long struggle against flesh and blood. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no victor's joy as shallow as being the victor over somebody else. But when you get the place to where you say, I'll fight myself. That's what James meant in James 4:1 when he said, whence cometh wars among you, or within you, inside of you. There's a war on the inside of me. Jesus, the Holy Spirit says, yield. Let him have his way. And the flesh says, you've got your own right. And the Holy Spirit says, no, sir. No, sir. Let him stomp you if he wants to. But the flesh says, stomp him. That's why it says that he that conquereth his own spirit is greater than he that conquereth a city. Brother, if you ever know the blessedness, and I've not known as much as I want to, and by the grace of God, I've not known as much as I'm going to. But I'll guarantee you this, if you've ever known the joy, laying flat on your back and letting your conqueror put his foot on you and raise his arm in the sky, and you hear a voice saying, you really won. You blessed the one that cursed you. You loved the one that hated you. You prayed for the one that spitefully used you. And once you've ever tasted the vindication of letting somebody have his way, you'll never be satisfied again with wanting your own way. See, the problem is, most of us have never tasted any principalities and powers victories. We don't know how it tastes. All we've ever won is against flesh and blood. But, blessed be God. This battle against the flesh and the blood. And what illustration? You try to cheat, hide it from your teacher in school, and you win. And you get that degree from college, a diploma from high school. You say, I got it. How'd you get it? She never caught me. I lied on the activities report. I lied on the soul winning report. And I cheated and lied on my outside reading report and cheated on the test. But the poor old dumb teacher never even knew it. I won. You wait till you get it. You wait till you walk across the platform and get it and walk back here and have a seat somewhere and listen to that voice say, you really lost. Less than a month ago, I got a letter, one of our graduates files, Anderson College. And with that letter was his degree. He said, dear Dr. Hiles, I didn't earn this and I don't want it. He said, I was at Hiles Anderson College for, I guess he said, 5 or 6 years. And he said, I didn't earn this. I lied and cheated and I didn't earn it. It's not mine. Hey, but boy, that day he got it. I bet you said, well, boy, did I pull the wool over their eyes. I won the battle against flesh and blood. But brother, you lost the battle against principalities and powers. You can't win them both. It's up to you. Illustration. You turn somebody against somebody else, and I've always said this, I do not require my friends to assume my enemies. In fact, I want you to be friends of my enemies. I want you to love my enemies because I love them. But you turn somebody against somebody else, and finally you win. And that somebody is turned against somebody else, and you won. No, you didn't. You lost. You won the practice game and you lost the World Series. You won the exhibition game, are you listening? You won the exhibition game, but you lost the Super Bowl. Because the Super Bowl of the Christian life is the battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. Look at David. Shimei. Ask a question. How do you think David felt that day when the darkest hour of his life, when his son had rebelled against him and gathered a little army to take over the kingdom and sit on the throne and live in the palace? And David, rather than fight against his son, left the palace and went down to a little place called Mahanaim, and there sat there and watched the dust of battle back in the palace. And remember, as he went, a fellow named Shimei followed David. And Shimei picked up some dust and threw it at David, and picked up some rocks and threw them at David. And David's servant Abishai said, "Why don't you draw your sword and chop his head, or let me draw my sword and chop his head off?" That's the battle against flesh and blood. But another battle was going on. The Holy Spirit said to David, "David, control your own self. Win the battle against yourself. Win the battle against revenge. Win the battle against retaliation. Win the battle, David." And David says to his servant, he said, "Never mind. He's probably going to do me some good. I probably needed him." David won the battle that day. He lost the battle. I bet Shimei went home and he said, "Boy, guess what I did?" To his wife, he said, "Guess what I did, honey? You'll be proud of me. I had the courage to throw rocks at the king. He was too chicken to fight back." Now, that's not being chicken. That's being strong. That's being strong. If I met Muhammad Ali on the street out in front of the church today and walked up and said, "Let's go two rounds, buddy," his not fighting me would take more strength than his fighting me. And David said, "No." Remember David, when David became the object of Saul's jealousy, and Saul said, "I'll kill him. They're going to try to make him king since he defeated Goliath. I'll kill him." Remember that? Remember how that David fled from Saul, not because he was afraid of Saul, but David wouldn't fight against Saul. Remember the day when David was sleeping in that cave and Saul came and did not know that David was there and pitched himself and slept outside the door of the cave. David woke up first and came out with his men, and there was King Saul, the man trying to kill him, who'd given his whole life to destroying David. And there he was at the door of the tent, and his servant said, "Kill him! Destroy him!" And David drew his sword. Just cut off a little bit of his skirt. Shouldn't have worn a skirt anyhow, but he cut off a little bit of his skirt. Has as much right to wear a skirt as you ladies do, but anyway. And David said, "I'll not lift up my hand against God's anointed." Wait a minute, he didn't say against God's good anointed. He said against God's anointed. "I'll not lift up my hand against him." Ask a question. When Saul woke up, and David realized that David could have killed him and didn't. Who won the big battle? David did. David did. Why? David won the battle against principalities and powers. He had his choice. Listen now. He had his choice. David could have won one battle, but there's no way that day David could have won both battles. He either used his sword and pierces the breast of his would-be murderer and the man who tried to murder him. David can do that and win the battle and say, "I won the battle against flesh and blood." Or he can say, "I won't do it. I'll not kill him though I could." When David said that, he won the battle against principalities and powers. Which one are you winning this morning? Where are you the victor? Where are you the loser? Look at Lot. Abraham took Lot, adopted him as his own legal, and became his legal guardian. Took Lot away from being an orphan, made him his own son, made him rich, cared for him, loved him. And he said one day, Lot, our servants are fussing with each other. Let's choose the land. Lot, you choose the land you want. And Lot chose the well-watered plains toward Sodom, and I bet she went home that night and said, honey, guess what? Boy, I swung a deal on old Spoofle Face. Guess where we got? You looking at the shrewdest businessman in the whole country. Guess what we got? We got all the tropical plains of Jordan. And guess what old Spoofle Puss got? He got the stones of Judea. Yeah. He won against flesh and blood. He lost against principalities and powers. When Abraham said, his folks think Abraham said, well, I don't want anything. I don't want anything. You just take what you want. I don't want it. And that's what Abraham wanted it. Abraham had a bigger battle to fight. A bigger battle to fight. And Abraham said, son, you take what you want. You take it. The biggest burden of Abraham wasn't the fact he lost his land, the fact he lost Lot. Lot was his boy. Abraham said, son, you take it. Abraham went home that night and said to Sarah, honey, we lost all the good land, all the fertile land. He went to bed that night and he heard a voice say, you really won a big battle. You really won. I close with this. Yes, if I had my life to live over, I'd like to live over the first 15 years of my little ministry. I didn't know any better. I thought you're supposed to fight back. I'd like to live over the days when some of the biggest battles of my life were fought. I'd like to relive those days, and I wish I'd had somebody to teach me what I taught you this morning before I faced those days, but I didn't. Look, I started preaching when I was 19, I was pastoring when I was 21. I never had anybody to preach to me like I'm preaching to you this morning. I didn't know, and I thought it was courageous to take your stand and win the battle against flesh and blood. But as I think back over those days, I remember as I'd kneel over my fallen prey, with the victor's garland around my neck and the crown of victory on my brow and the joy of victory flooding my fleshly soul. But as I walked away with the blood of my enemy dripping on my sword, I had the emptiest feeling. I know how you felt, Walter Payton. I've been there. The thing I thought I wanted more than I wanted anything in the world, and that was my enemy's blood on my sword. I walked away and felt the emptiness of a victory against flesh and blood. I've not won enough battles against principalities and powers, but occasionally I have, thank God. And every time I've sheathed my sword and opened my fist and said, you have your way, I've walked away without a crown on my brow, without the garlands of victory wreathing my neck. But I've walked away with a still small voice saying, you won. You won. And once you've ever tasted the sweet, sweet honey of giving in, of not fighting back, and of not fighting against flesh and blood, you'll never again be satisfied with the bitter taste of winning against flesh and blood. Take your choice. You can't win them both. It's up to you which one you want to win. Our Heavenly Father,